time for the business news with Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Anya. After weeks of threats, the US finally imposed tariffs on Canada, Mexico and China this week, sparking the early stages of a trade war between those countries. And Europe is likely to be next. Donald Trump last week promised EU tariffs would be imposed soon. So what could all of this mean for Ireland, and can the worst be avoided? To get an idea of that, we're joined on the line now by John O'Loughlin, partner of for Global Trade and Customs at PwC Ireland. John, we'll talk about the potential tariffs on the EU itself in a minute, but the tariffs the US has imposed on Canada, Mexico and China, could they have a knock-on effect on Europe, and if so, how?
Good morning, Adam. Absolutely. This is a global issue. It's not confined directly to the US. And if we even think about Irish companies, Irish headquartered companies, the supply chains are very fluid. You have products moving across international borders, north and south into the US, on a regular basis, and products moving back and forth between the EU and the US. So this has to be looked at in a very holistic way. It's not isolated to the three countries where tariffs have been imposed at the moment. When you look at tariffs, you know, the importer is ultimately the one that's responsible for paying the tariffs. And when you look at the calculation, it's a broadly simple X by Y calculation that'll determine the tariff impact. But actually, what we're saying to companies, it's look up and down the supply chain. How are your suppliers impacted? How are your customers impacted? Because it's not about just you, it's about the entirety of the supply chain. And I think that's the important thing for Irish business to look at, is the entirety of that end-to-end supply chain.
A week ago, as I say, Donald Trump said he would announce 25% tariffs on the EU soon. We still don't know exactly when that will come into force, or the detail of it. How quickly would you expect companies here will start to feel those effects once they are imposed, though?
Once they're imposed, it's immediate. You know, the tariffs will come into effect on a particular day, and it is literally overnight. Transactions or shipments that come in from that day or date, they get levied from that date onwards. So it's an immediate effect. I suppose what we look at then is the reaction from the EU. So it's like a game of chess to a certain extent. The next move is on the US administration. The EU won't move before the US does. So we're waiting really probably over the next month into early April to see what the administration does. Mm-hmm. What the EU will do, they will move quite quickly. And it's probably fair to say, Adam, the last time in the first Trump administration, the EU was quite reactive, right? They were caught a little bit blindsided by what President Trump did with tariffs. They're a little bit more prepared this time around, but it will probably take effect within probably 1 to 2 weeks after the Trump administration put in their tariffs. So I think it's inevitable that if President Trump imposes tariffs on Europe, Europe will react. Now, the reaction, it's important to note, probably is one of two ways. If President Trump puts in blanket or universal tariffs on all EU products, the EU will probably react in a similar or very close manner. So they will look to tax tariffs or tax the US in that way. The other way that the President Trump looks at this is to focus on certain products, industries, or perhaps even jurisdictions, which would mean that the EU would also react in a similar way. So at the moment, the EU has been very tight-lipped. I've no doubt they're in negotiations with the Trump administration. So we're not really hearing at this moment in time what products could be affected and when.
Very briefly, you've been talking to companies. What are their preparations? What are they doing to prepare themselves for this?
There's a lot of uncertainty, Adam, in the market at the moment. Companies are really, you know, struggling with the amount of data coming through. The change we saw overnight, a reversal of the automotive tariffs into the US, and a temporary, stay of execution for those where there's a realization by the Trump administration that goods are, and particularly automotive, it's a cross-border supply chain, particularly in North America. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to see more of this stop-start, particularly in the short term.
Okay, John O'Loughlin, partner for Global Trade and Customs at PwC Ireland. Thank you for that.